Let me just. We're reading something from the Shiurei Harav, from the Rav's Shiurim, Yartzeit Shiurim, pertaining to the issue that in the Haggadah there does not seem to be any mentioning of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Nisim that were done in Mitzrayim doesn't mention that the role of Moshe, and the general idea being that the whole theme is Geula, and we can only attribute Geula to Hashem, and therefore we don't want to bring in any other parties that were involved. So we discuss our reaction. I mean, my reaction, anyways. My first initial reaction is that I don't lo zachisi lahavin. We have to be respectful. We don't. I mean, I don't understand why that's the case. I'm not getting the point. Because that's the story. You read the story in the Torah. It talks about that the entire Geula, of course, is from Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was only the messenger. To the contrary, you see that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi Anochi. That itself, that point is emphasized that Moshe Rabbeinu, lest we think that Moshe Rabbeinu was a great negotiator and had some kind of skill, to the contrary, Badafka, that could be Badafka Hashem, pick somebody that you couldn't attribute that to, that he wasn't suited for negotiation, and it only succeeded because of the miracles that come from Hashem. So it's hard for me to understand why the mentioning of Moshe Rabbeinu would constitute a problem. Moreover, as we've seen in the Rambam, and this is what the Rav is going to be addressing, that the Rambam gets very specific into the manner in which the Sipur is conducted. So there's different levels of Sipur. That's a separate question. When you learn the Rambam, it's not so clear why he has to tell you this. That he basically, he should simply say what the essence of Sipur is, and then you water it down to the level that a kid can understand. Unless he is giving you, I one time wanted to say that at what point would you say that the child is not eligible for Sipur on the basis of this Rambam? It seems that the minimal requirements in which would determine that a child, that there's an obligation to convey the story, would be at least that he can have the concept of an Eved and a free person. Because that's what he says, that's the most minimal. And you have to use show and tell, so to speak, to point, like this Shivcha, assuming that in their house they had a servant. So you give an illustration. I would say, according to that the Rambam is basically saying you can have other illustrations. You have a book about slavery in the South, something dramatic. That's, you should. In point of fact, according to my interpretation, you should. If you have a little child that really just on the borderline and comprehending what an Eved is, so today you don't have an Eved in your house. So you have a picture to illustrate the point. Doesn't make sense, right? It's clear. Mm-hmm. Clear that the Rambam is saying that you should use illustration. But of course, the child must be on the conceptual level that he can understand that there is a concept of freedom as opposed to being a slave. Below that, it's not true chinuch. Okay, so you know, you make the night special, whatever. That's just to pave the way for the next year. All right. Then he says that if the child is a chacham, again, I'm not clear why he has to go into that and tell you what you have to communicate to the chacham.
It's not a rigid thing. It's depending on the
level
of the mekablin.
But he says over here that if the ben was gadol the chacham, modio mashiir lanam in Mitzrayim. You teach him what occurred to us in Egypt. I mean, he goes to the story. Venisim shenasu lanu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. And the miracles that were done for us via Moshe Rabbeinu, hakol lefi da'ito shel ben. Everything, of course, according to his level of understanding. So here he specifically mentions that the sipur has to include the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu, which makes the question even more difficult. Agavircha, I just noticed another question. This contradicts something in the Haggadah. If you go through the Arba Bonim, it tells you what the Chacham asks and what to answer him. But the answer for the Chacham is V'yafakta emelo kilchos ha-pesach e'maftir enach ra-pesach afikoman. The Rambam doesn't mention a thing about that. The Agara, when it talks about the Ben Chacham, instructs you to teach him halachas. That's what the Rambam doesn't say that at all. The Rambam doesn't mention a thing about halacha. The Rambam mentions about the story. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He doesn't mention a thing about explaining to him about the Hilchos HaLaila. And you don't, it doesn't mention about the Afikoman. That's a question I can work
on. All right.
Now, this is on Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel in the Shirim Laba Lezecher Abba Mori. Ayin B'Midrash Shir Shirim Gimel, quote, Al Mishkavi Balelos, on my bed at night. So the Midrash is Zel Laila Shel Mitzrayim. It's a reference to the night of Mitzrayim. And he quotes, continuing the pasuk and darshening it, Bikashti et Yehova Nafshi. Zem Moshe. That's a reference to Moshe, the one who is Ohava Nafshi, who is beloved. Bikashtiv v'lomotzativ. I sought him but didn't find him. Hasovavim ze shevet shalevi. Kimat shavarti mehem ad shematzasi et she'ava nafshi ze Moshe. Okay. We're skipping a few lines. Yeah, kol ha'mefarshim pirshu ma'amar ze b'yachas l'golos Mitzrayim. I said, all the mefarshim, that shir shirim gimel aleph, you want to look at the pasuk. All the mefarshim take this pasuk to be a reference to the golos of Mitzrayim. Achla mito shel dova, however in truth,
and this is Moshe Soloveitchik.
Shamati mipi Abba Mori zal. That he's saying, the Rav is saying, he heard from his own father, who's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Chronom Rav. Ki ha'medrash nesiaches l'leil ha'pesach. That he says that the Medrash is referring to the night of Pesach. Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Again, Bikashti et Yehov Anafshi Zem Moshe. Kolomar. Knesses Yisrael. The Jewish people. Hamakira Tova Lemanhiga.
Bulaham
Anavim. Who recognize, Makir Tov. Who acknowledge the good to the leader, to the great leader. The father of the Nevi'im, Rotze Linkov Oto B'Shmo. So they want to mention him by name. B'Sidur Divrei Agada. It's a reference to this very idea. So he's referring to a pshat that this, now it's dealing with this very idea, that since they want to give Hakaras Hatov to the great Ava Nevi'im, they wanted to put him into the Agada.
So at least he should be...
One second. Baram B'Kashti Yetaroa Haneman Lashav Eini Motzei Soso B'Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But I don't find him mentioned in Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hageula shayechet kula l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. The geula is completely connected to Hashem. The ain l'basav adam, but not to man. Afilu agadol shevigdolim v'adon anaviim chelakba rather. Even the greatest of them all, Nevi'im do not have any chelak. Ani v'lo sarach, ani v'lo ashliach. The idea of ani, that Hashem, that this should be Mesiaches Kul Hashem. Ulam Knesses Yisrael Hamavakeshes as Moshe, Motzei so, lo b'leilei Pesachim. B'klal Yisrael, who seeks out Moshe, finds him not on the night of Pesach, the mitzvah Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He is not part of the story of Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kiyum b'Sinai. B'miskeres Nesinas Torah, Shelechsav v'shev al peh. Moshe Rabbeinu comes into the picture in the framework of the Torah Shelechsav and Torah Shebal peh. Hashem atzosi et she'av anafshi achaste v'lo arpenu, etc. Ze Sinai v'yoel moed. It's a reference to Sinai and Kolom v'nogel in Nesinas Torah. When it comes to Nesinas Torah, umasi ras l'klal Yisrael, and it's being transmitted to Klal Yisrael. Moshe mishtatef. In that, Moshe can be joined together. V'higam nikreis al shmo, and it's also called by his name. Toras Moshe Avdi. Umnam he Toras Hashem. Of course it's Toras Hashem. But the name of Moshe can be associated with it. Aval gam Toras Moshe ka'achas. But it's also Toras Moshe. Which, but why? Because the essence of Torah is through Masorah. We don't get it directly from Hashem in that same way. Of course it's from Hashem. But Hashem doesn't talk to me. We're not Nevi'im. Hashem doesn't plant it in our hearts. There's a system of Balei HaMasorah. The essence of the Torah, Bichzav and Baal Peh, is through the Balei HaMasorah. So that traces itself all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, the pasuk itself goes even further. It says that Hinei Anochi Bo Alecha B'Yavanan, the whole Ma'amad Har Sinai Bavur, She'yishma Ha'am B'dabri Imach, V'gam B'cha Yaminu Lolam. There's even that idea of V'gam B'cha Yaminu, that there is an inyan of Amunah, It's what we call Amunas Chachamim. There's an Indian of Amunah that relates to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of the Balei HaMasorah. There's sort of the ambivalency. There's sort of an ambivalency that there's no attempt to downplay Moshe Rabbeinu when it comes to the Torah. And it's even his name, he participates in it. But when it comes to Mitzrayim, we don't want to mention him. Okay? B'shar sha'gu'ul sha'yeches l'kadosh baruch hu. V'ein l'moshe. U'v'makvil. And comparatively speaking, another example, lo lamelech hamashiach begula asida. The same is true that there's another geula, the geula of the future, Mashiach. But there, it's only Hashem. Uchadivrei hamedrash v'chein yishayim afarish upetuye Hashem yeshuvun, petuye Hashem yeshuvun, v'lo petuye Eliyahu, v'lo petuye melech hamashiach, elo petuye Hashem. L'kach ne'emar ge'ulei Hashem chelek ba. Alright, I still am not convinced. Again, even with this, it doesn't... Again, lo zechisi lovin, I don't understand. That's different. Yeah, of course it's ge'ulei Hashem. When you're talking about the ge'ula, the ge'ula's from Hashem, and the individuals that Hashem utilizes to bring it about, that doesn't change the fact that it's ge'ulei Hashem. With regard to Torah, I could see the difference, that the role of the individual with regard to Torah is much more substantial, I would say. It's essential. The Geula can come about without an individual, and theoretically. Hashem can transform the whole situation and you wouldn't even have a Melech HaMashiach necessarily. There's many ways in which the situation can change. Whether that could have taken place in Mitzrayim or not, seems that it could. God could bring it about in many ways. Harber Shluchim. That's the principle of Harber Shluchim Yesh Lamakom. That God has many, many Shluchim, so to speak. So, I'm not getting it. But we're going to continue the next paragraph here. This is on Kufayin Dalav. L'chein chilek ha-Rambam bein Chacham l'Tipesh. Thus the Rambam differentiated between the Chacham and the Tipesh. B'nagei l'Tipesh, l'gabav anu mistafkim b'sipur mashi'ira b'mitzrayim. Okay, with the Tipesh, we're satisfied just with the historical account. Simplest. What happened? Ein maskirinus Moshe Rabbeinu klal. So we don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu at all. Baram b'tipleinu b'ven achacham. When we're dealing with the ben chacham, v'lamadnu oso es yisodos haPesach she'eino nigmar b'mitzrayim. Ela mitgashem b'har Sinai. And when we're talking about the principles of Pesach, which is not concluded in Mitzrayim, but which come into being, in other words, that the full story of Mitzrayim leads us to Sinai. The Achshav Kervon Makom Lavodaso. So this is what he seems to be saying, right? That you got to bring in the element, the dimension of Torah. Then Moshe appears. Of course, what he wants to say is that the story to the Ben Chacham must include Sinai, and then Moshe. And this appointment was given to him in Egypt. Hilchos Pesach v'limei desa'am. That is to say that Moshe Rabbeinu functioned as the Rebbe, the Baal HaMasorah, even in Mitzrayim. Mm-hmm. That's true, because the Jews had to have the halachos of Karban Pesach. That is true. U'v'chein yitakein sh'abir b'divei Rambam d'modiyo mash'ir alonu b'mitzrayim. So this is how he's interpreting the Rambam. That we inform the Ben Chacham what took place in Egypt. And the miracles that took place through Moshe Rabbeinu, lo rak masha karav Mitzrayim. We don't tell him just what happened, historical. Ela afanisim she'iru achrei yitzias Mitzrayim ad matan Torah, but also the miracles that took place after yitzias Mitzrayim until matan Torah. Ukshu mevayer matan Torah as aser lo lahashpich Moshe Moshe. And when he's mevayer matan Torah, then it's prohibited to leave out the name of Moshe. Sharehu Mosa Nafsho Alev Ishalo. Because Moshe was Mosa Nefesh for it, and it's his. Nimsa ki mitzvah sipur yitzias Mitzrayim mispate bishleimuta adide Talmud Torah. Turns out that the mitzvah of sipur yitzias Mitzrayim expressed itself in its completeness through Talmud Torah. V'chovas hagod leben he may aim mitzvahs v'shinantam levenecha, and the mitzvah of vigart lebincha is part of the mitzvah of v'shinantam levenecha, to teach Torah to your child. V'lamei Torah lebanim or letalmidim acherim. Umnam b'leil Pesach yesh no kiyum miyuchad shel sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. He wants to say that it partakes of the mitzvah v'shinantam levenecha, but it's a specialized branch pertaining to this particular area of limud, this branch of limud. That would resolve that issue, perhaps, that in the Haggadah you tell him the Yafet Amalek Hilchos HaPesach. Although why the Rambam didn't mention it, I don't know. Baram biatzmuso yesh besipur kiyim Talmud Torah. V'luchay nikra Haggadah. Mesir sater me'avos lebanim. Giving over the Torah from Avos to Banim, al derech kotomar lebeit Yaakov v'tagid levnei Yisrael. So he says that Haggadah over here is a reference to Talmud Torah in the form of Masorah, from father to child. Lu hayinu mishtamshim b'munach sipur ha'idia shel Talmud Torah lo haysa boletas. Alright, if we use the term sipur instead of Haggadah, then the idea of Talmud Torah wouldn't stand out. From Anyen, it's interesting. Sharambam the Emet Hichnit Tashim Haggadah Rakli Achash Abir Din Drishas Parsarami Oved Vedino Sharavim Gamliel Hamahavim Gufei Torah. And the Rambam only brings up this word Haggadah after he explains about the Parshas of Arami Ovidavi and the din of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is the one who said that whoever didn't say these three things. Then he uses the word Haggadah. According to him, however, there's a number of questions, because even according to what's being said over here, but he is saying that the Haggadah does incorporate ideas of Torah. So in that area, it should incorporate Moshe. It doesn't seem to flow, because he's saying that once you enter into the realm of Torah, then you're not allowed to omit Moshe. So then Moshe does have a place in the Haggadah. And then Badavki says the term Haggadah is only with reference to the mitzvahs, to the halachic aspect. Any of this. But even with the non-halachic, it seems to me that, again, I say this very respectfully, I don't mean disrespectful, but the way the Rambam mentions it, what he's talking about, he's saying in conjunction to the tipesh, then he talks about the ben, the chacham, that the nisim, it seems that you have to have a deeper interpretation of the sipur hamaisa. That's what I think he's talking about. The sipur hamaisa doesn't, the idea that the ben chacham, the Rambam means that you teach him the halachos, that does not seem to be from the words. It doesn't seem to be, that's not what he's saying at all. He doesn't mention a word about halacha. That's a question, why doesn't he even mention halacha? But it means, apparently, that the essence of the mitzvah of sipur yitzias Mitzrayim is the story of the Mitzrayim. That's what the Rambam says. Mitzvah say shall Torah l'saper b'nisim v'niflos shenasu l'avosein v'mitzrayim v'leil chamisha asa b'nisan shenem azachar say yamazah sheyitzas Mitzrayim k'mo shenem azachar say yamashavas, and so on and so forth. The essence of the mitzvah is l'saper b'nisim v'niflos shenasu l'avosein v'mitzrayim. That does not indicate any obligation of talking about Torah and mitzvahs. That will come in as part of the story, perhaps, whatever. But the essence of the mitzvah, such that if one, like we asked that question, let's say he omitted that portion. He just talked about the redemption. The redemption meaning the physical redemption via the miracles that took place, and he goes through every one of them, and the obduracy of Paro, and everything that happened, the Jews were redeemed, and then at the Yom Suf, and so on and so forth. Did he fulfill the mitzvah? Or, if he didn't mention the whole dimension of Torah, did he fulfill the mitzvah? So you're saying, a good point's being made by Rabbi Rosenthal, that it's brought down, Maskel B'Gnus and Messiah M'Shevach, that you have to start off with the degradation and end with praise. There's two versions. One is Avodah Mahinu L'Parav Mitzrayim, the physical aspect. You have to talk about the physical aspect and the physical redemption. And there's another version, we do both, so apparently both are required, that the metaphysical dimension, that is to say, that Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayav Aseinu, we go back to the, that's also the history. That too, there's two histories. There's the history of the Exodus, but there's the history of the transformation, the development of the Jewish nation, which has to, and then that ends with the Shevach, right? The Achshav Kevanu Amokim Lavadoso. And now God has brought us close to His service. Even conceding that point, which I do, I mean, concede that point, still, I'm not going to, how much do you talk about Torah and Mitzvahs? It's implied, but it's merely saying that this did not happen stam, that God didn't just, that would not be the story. If it was purely in the physical realm, that there was a people that happened to be enslaved, and that's not right, you know, slavery and oppression, but it has nothing to do with Avodas Hashem, and God just doesn't like the fact that people suffer, and God, apparently that's not the case. That's not true. That doesn't work that way. It doesn't happen. God does not intervene into history in that way to bring an end to enslavement. Just tangential. Okay, I can't go into it now. That the Ramban seems to be saying something along those lines in Mishpatim, where it says that you shouldn't afflict the ger and the almana, and it'll be if they cry out to me, v'shamati kichananoni, I will hear. So there it says that it begins by saying that kigerim meisim, you shouldn't afflict them because you are gerim. So the Ramban makes what's the connection? Because you were gerim, what does that do with it? You shouldn't do it because it's wrong. So I'm just referring to this, you know, briefly by memory, rough memory. The Ramban's point being that just like you were downtrodden in Egypt and you called out to me. And God heard there, that's what the Pasuk says, they groaned, they called out to Hashem because of their pain, and I heard. So that God intervenes to save the afflicted and the oppressed from their oppressors. When they cry out to Him. So the same thing over here. That's a separate point. Okay. It just seems to me that you have to mention, clearly, if you didn't mention anything at all about Avodah Hashem, and originally they were Avodah Zarah, and God redeemed us, then it's lacking in the story. Now, I don't know, okay, well, yeah, does that mean you wouldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah at all? Or you wouldn't, clearly, what we would say is you would not Mekayim Mishlei Musa. I think that there's definitely a kiyum in just telling the factual story. That's what you see with the tipesh. And even when it came to the Ben, the interesting thing, the Ram does not mention when it comes to the Gadol and Chacham that you have to talk to him about mitzvahs. Does not. Why not? But here too, it's only saying the Achshav Kevanu Lavadaso, that it's to establish a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But okay, what the mitzvahs are and so on and so forth, we'll see. But then you don't have to go into the particularities of the mitzvahs. The question would be then, according to the Rambam, the Rambam does not mention Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam expressly says. That you tell him the nisim that were done al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. So it would seem from that the Rambam did not have a problem with that, with mentioning Moshe Rabbeinu.
Maybe not.
To answer this question, I would make reference to a Yisod, one of the Shiurim of Rabbi Chait. I don't have all the particulars of the Shiur, but he was saying that the actual Sefer, you see itself, that the Rambam, where do you see the Sefer? When do you do the Sefer? The mitzvah of Sefer is very subjective. You can't have formalized Sefer. The mitzvah, it's very subjective. It depends upon the level of the child, and the child's supposed to ask questions, and you respond. So, by definition, it's a very subjective phenomenon. So how can you have a Haggadah on that? And where do you find it in the Haggadah? You cannot do the Sefer in the Haggadah. You're just not going to. If you just do the Haggadah, where are you doing the Sefer? You're not talking to your son. You're just reading some generalities about. That's not what you're supposed to do. Where do you see in the Haggadah an expression of Kvidaito Shel Ben Aviv Melamdo? What? It's a one formalized agada. So basically, the agada is something else. Just generally. We're not going to go through the whole agada right now, but just generally, the agada, for example, it starts off with the manishtana, the enunciation of the questions. How the ninth delineation of the mitzvahs halayla. And then it's a study of the mitzvahs. Study of the mitzvahs, Sipritayas Mitzrayim, and Kol HaMarben, stories to back it up. But basically, as we made the point, then that night, before we start the Seder, we're actually studying the laws that pertain to the Seder. Yachal Meresh Kodesh. So that's all preparatory. And the Arba Banim, that's preparatory. What does the Arba Banim have to do with the mitzvah of Sipritayas Mitzrayim? It's telling you about the mitzvah. So you're starting off by studying the mitzvahs that you can be doing that night. As we said, because on Pesach, nothing can be done perfunctorily. That normally, if a person, this is a point that we made, for example, by Matzah Zushana, Ofon, etc. So we said, normally, a person does the mitzvah, he doesn't have to know the time of the mitzvah. If he knows it, it's good. If he doesn't know, he's still Yotzei, the person goes in the sukkah. Unless he didn't go in, they just went in to retrieve something. But if a person went in there with kavana because he wants to do mitzvahs to the sukkah, and according to those who say mitzvahs ain't shirchas kavana, he went in there to have a meal. But either way, he doesn't have to know the reasons behind it. He doesn't have to study why we're going. That's the icing on the cake. So why is it that tonight before you eat the mitzvah of matzah, you have to explain what the mitzvah signifies, and Mari, you have to explain what it signifies. And Pesach Shehayu Avaseinu Ochlin. So I wanted to say that while it is true that all year long it's an ideal to know why you're doing what you're doing, but you're keeping the system. Basically, it's a halachic phenomenon. Here, on the night of Pesach, since everything over here is the foundation, the Ikrei Hadas, to establish the transformation that a person accepted, he has to know what he's doing. The whole essence is a Kiyum B'Leil. He has to know what he's doing. Chayv Liras Atzmo, and so on and so forth. If a person doesn't know what he's doing tonight, that's the whole idea, is what kind of Sipur is it? Sipur by definition means you're telling a story. You don't know what the story is, you don't know how you're telling a story. So all the mitzvahs halayla have to express the ideas of the night. You know, and it's another form of Sipur. That it's real for us. That it's not just an abstract thing that happened in the past, but it's real, and we're doing this action to bring the reality home. So what reality? That's why you must know the time on this night. Stuff just like the night of, just like from, if a person did eat matzah on that night and he didn't know the idea, but he just did it because it's a mitzvah, like a person that does the lulav without knowing the reasons, yeah, he's yotzei halachically. There's no question he's yotzei halachically. But lo yotzei yidei chavoso, in my opinion, means the chavos halayla. That the layla this night is not just for halachic kiyumim. That wouldn't make any sense. Because the whole essence of the night is to be immersed in the foundations. It's of Yadus. Chayev Liras is Atzmo, and so on and so forth. So everything must be done with Kavana. But all the other parts, basically according to this version, and this is the way we do it in the yeshiva, that after you finish the Arba Banim, then you do the Sipur. Because that's preparatory. Then you stop, and you don't look into the Haggadah, because you have a discussion, you talk to the Ben. If he's a very young child, you give him the simple basics. If it's a Chacham Vagadol, you have a discussion. But the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Rambam has described it, cannot be scripted, cannot be put into a text. By the very essence, by the very definition, it's a personal thing, and you got it. And with your friends, because it's not only a Ben, it's with your friends. And if you're by yourself, then you do it by yourself. But then, after that, then you go on to what's called Haggadah. There's a Shevach, Maschal B'Gzmai Meshevach, then you have to give Shevach Lashem, and then you have to say Matzah Dushan O'Ochlim, the preparation for the mitzvah. But that's what we call Haggadah. But the Haggadah cannot be equated with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The question, in my opinion. In my opinion, that's the answer to the question that the Rambam, when he talks about the, how do you tell the Tipesh, how do you tell the Chacham, is talking about this subjective mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's very, very important. You can't think, Bedavka, you can't have a standard form. And Bedavka, it must relate. That's why I say there must be a real kiyum Vigatlovin Chav Talmud Torah. You can't just do a perfunctory one. That's why I say you might think, oh, so I did a perfunctory one, so I could tell my Ben God. No. It's got to be done on the highest possible level that the person is capable of. But that's in reference to the Sipur. In reference to the Sipur. It's interesting, he does not. I at this point, I don't see that point that he has to get involved in the halachos. I'm not sure where that fits into the picture. It's only brought in the framework of Masful Begnusa Messiah B'Shevach according to the second version. But that's Masful Begnusa Messiah B'Shevach, which is not the same thing as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
How far back do you go?
What do you mean, how far back? Oh, you mean when we talk?